It's a bhajan, devotional song, which Prabhupada sang a lot. And Prabhupada's name is Abhay Charan, and his Guru Maharaj initiated him and then became Abhay Charanavinde Re. So, and that comes from this song. So it means one who is fearless at the lotus feet of Krishna. Thank you. So this is a bhajan written by a poet, Govinda Das. That's very nice. So I have only the French translation here, so there is also an English songbook. Maybe somebody can get the English songbook and can read the translation. Yeah, today is also a very auspicious day. It's the appearance day of Lalita. Lalita and Visakha, they are the two ladies besides Radha and Krishna. So today is the appearance of Lalita Sakhi Devi. So the translation is, it's a prayer to the mind, actually. Because anything we do, we need the cooperation of the mind. Like, for example, now I have to give the class, which they just asked me 5 minutes ago to do. So my mind is going everywhere. So I pray to my mind, please mind, be happy, peaceful and controlled, and try to engage yourself in Krishna consciousness. So this is what Govinda Das Kaviraj is also praying. So, O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which makes one fearless. Having obtained this rare human birth, cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly persons. Both in the day and night, I remain sleepless, suffering the pains of the heat and cold, the wind and the rain. For a fraction of flickering happiness, I have uselessly served wicked and miserly men. What assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members? This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. It is the desire and great longing of Govinda Das to engage himself in the 9 processes of bhakti, namely hearing the glories of Lord Hari and chanting those glories, constantly remembering him and offering prayers to him, serving the Lord's lotus feet, serving the Supreme Lord as a servant, worshipping him with flowers and incense and so forth, serving him as a friend, and completely offering the Lord one's very self. Bhajo hore mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare bhajo hore mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare dulava manava janam sat sange tarae bhava sindure vyaja nava durana sat sange tarae bhava sita atapa bhata bharisana Edina jamini jagire sita atapa bhata bharisana Edina jamini lagire vipale sevina kripana durajana
Chapala sukala bala gire vipale sevino kripana dura jana Chapala sukala bala gire bhaja hore mana srinandanandana Abhaya charana ravindare Bhajao Imana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare Edana Yobana Putra Parijana Ite Kiyacha Paratitire Edana Putra Parijana Ite kiyacha para Kamala dala jala Jivana tala mala Bhajahu haripada nitire Kamala jala dala Jivana tala mala Bhaja hore mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya charana ravindare Bhaja hore mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya charana ravindare Shravana kirtana Shmarana vandana Pada Sevana Dashare Pada Sevana Pujana Sakijana Admani Vedana Govinda Dashabilasare Sakhi jana Admani Vedana Sanda Dasha Abhina Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jajay Mudirayat Nasta praesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utamas loke bhakti bhavati naistaki. Today we read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 5, Lord Rishabhdev's in teachings, and we read text number 4. Nunam pramatta kurite vikarma Yadindriya prittiya aprinoti Nasadu manye yata atmanoyam Asanna pikleshra asadeha Word for word translation. Please repeat after me. Nunam, indeed, pramata, mad, kurute, performs, vikarma, sinful activities forbidden in the scriptures, yat, when, indriya prityai, for sense gratification, aprinoti, engages. Na, not. Sadhu, befitting. Manye, I think. Yata, by which. Atmana, of the soul. Ayam, this. Asan, being temporary. Api, although. Kleshada, giving misery. Asa, become possible. Deha, the body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad. After materialistic living, and engages in all kinds of sinful activities. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his miseries. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Purport. Begging, borrowing, and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse, because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries. In the Vedas it said, Asangho hi ayam purushaha. The living entity is not really connected with this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by association with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body. Om Agyanatim Randasya Gananjana Salakya Chakshuram Yunitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam, Stavitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swapadantikam, Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Parakamalam, Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam, Shagardatam, Sagana Raganatam, Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Prajana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna, Padam Sagana Lanita, Sri Visakam, Vitamscha, He Krishna Karana Sindhu, Dhinabandhu Chikatpate, Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhana Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpa Trubhyasya Kripa Sindhuvevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a very famous verse we are reading today from. It's a verse recited originally by Rishabhdev. He was an incarnation of Krishna, and he was a king. And he had 100 sons. So, I don't know. We have 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 children. He had 100, at least sons. I don't know how many daughters he had, but 100 sons. And they were very famous children. Like, we know India as Bharatvarsha, the land of Bharat. So that was Bharat was actually one of the sons, actually the eldest son of Rishabh, Dev, and he became the successor of his father, so he became the king of the world. At that time, the world was ruled by one king. And that king was stationed in India. So from India, the whole world was ruled at that time. Of course, I speak about thousands and thousands of years ago. So from that, Bharatvarsha comes, the land of Bharat, or the kingdom of Bharat. So Bharat was his eldest son, and then he had another 99 sons, which were, first part was Brahmanas, nine sons and 10 sons, like the Navayogendras. There's later on in the Bhagavatam, there's a section where there's a conversation between a king and nine rishis. Nava means nine, and Yogendras means rishis. So those Navayogendras, those nine rishis who speak in the Bhagavatam, they are also sons of Rishabh. So he had 100 sons, but all of his sons were really 100% qualified. So a very powerful personality. So he was teaching his sons this verse. He was speaking to them in Sanskrit, so he was speaking this verse to them. They were sitting, like, you can imagine, a hall full of hundreds. Probably there were more people, but his sons were there, definitely. And he was speaking, he was sitting on a vyasa like this, probably, and he was speaking this verse to them, teaching them the conclusion of the scriptures. Nunam pramata kurate vikarma yadendriya priti aprinoti na sarumanye yata atmanoyam asane piklesa da asadeha. And then he goes on, Parabhavastavat abhoriyato yavana vikiyasatat atmatatvam yavan griyastavat idammanavais karmatmakam yena sarira bandha. So, very powerful instructions telling us to give up sense gratification, to give up material enjoyment, and to focus completely on spiritual life. Now, it may be easy to say from the standpoint of a person who has already 100 sons and had already quite a life behind him, to tell to your son who is just in the stage of starting his life. But these teachings are given from the very beginning of life. Kaumaram echaret pragyo. The first teachings are starting when a child becomes, when he's in young age, kaumaram. It's kaumaram, there are different stages. Jauvaram is like more older. You have stages from from 1 to 3, and then from between 3 and 5, and then you have from 6 to 12, and like this you have different stages. So Kaumaram is around 5 years old. So then the children, they are taught this kind of knowledge. Because the lifespan which we have, what is it? Maximum 100 years? I know people become 100 years, but I also know people become 50 years. So, the lifespan is very short. What do we do in one day? What do we do in one day? What we get accomplished in one day? Most time goes into sleeping, right? I mean, how much time we spend on sleeping? It's at least 8 hours. Well, 6 hours minimum. I mean, Napoleon, he slept 4 hours. He didn't live long. But I mean, just to say, time is spent like, 8 hours sleeping, then you have 8 hours working. Everybody has to work. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yakyar tat kamano yatra, lokyam karma bandana. We have to work, because if we don't work, then how will we maintain ourselves? Even animals, they have to work, they have to find their food, they have to defend themselves. So much time goes in sleeping, then you have working, and then you have eating. And we all have to eat. How much time we spend on eating? At least 1 hour, 2 hours a day. To eat, you have to go shopping, you know. So, you know, what is left? 8 hours plus another 8 hours working, 16 hours plus eating is another 2 hours, it's 18 hours. So maybe another 4 hours, 6 hours you spend for spiritual life. So most of the time we spend on material things. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these are material things. It has nothing to do with the soul. So therefore, we prepare that the time you have, the small time you have, maybe it's 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day or whatever time you have, spend it as much as you can for spiritual involvement, because this life may be finished anytime. Krishna is very encouraging. Nihabhigram nasti prachivachana vitite svaalpam. He says svaalpam. You have alpa is small, right? And svaalpa is very small. He says even if you do a very small endeavor on the path of spiritual life, that endeavor has no loss and no diminution. It's not in vain. It adds up to your eternal bank account. It's wonderful. You have a bank account somewhere, and it just increases, you know. Generally, it's the opposite. You have a bank account, only decreases. Even nowadays, you know, it's better not to have money on the bank, because even you think it's increasing, you know, there is interest. But interest, the money you have at the end, you cannot buy the same things with as you could before. So even it seems to be increasing, but actually it's decreasing. So, but this spiritual bank account eternally is increasing, you know. Whatever you put there, it's there eternally, eternally value, and it's great. So Krishna says, whatever time, whatever you have, spend it on spiritual life. Because actually spiritual life is only possible to be practiced in this human form of life. And we don't know what we get after this birth. You cannot, you know, put a stamp on it. Okay, I did so much devotional service. I have a stamp, you know. I have right for human birth, you know. Or I have a right for demigod birth, or I have a right for devotee birth, or it's not, their certainty is not there. We have seen in the life of Bharat, who we were just speaking about, he was son of Rishabdev, right? He was the king of the world, emperor of the world, and he gave it all up. He just gave it up, you know, he renounced. And he went into the forest and he started practicing very severe austerities. But due to some, you know, some accident or something happened, he became attached to a small young deer. And because he was attached to this small young deer, when he died, he was not thinking. He was not able to control his mind and focus it on spiritual, on Krishna. And he thought of this deer. You know, it's like, you know, you have a film, right, in the camera, and actually the film is just different pictures. So we see things moving and we observe movements, but actually the movements we are observing are just pictures, one after another. So these pictures are run down in the mind. And when the time of death, you have one of these pictures, which you see, you have is stuck, right? So Bharat, he got stuck with this picture of this deer. And this picture was imprinted into his consciousness. And like Krishna says, antakalecha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram. Whatever state of being you remember at the time of death, that state of being you attain in your next birth. So if you think of a deer, if you think of a woman, if you think of a man, if you think of Krishna, that state you attain. So Bharat was thinking of this deer. And what happened? He became a deer. He became a deer in his next life. You know, such an elevated personality goes down to, you know, a deer. I mean, I don't know the psychology of a deer, but, you know, it's not very elevated, you know. But because he was in his previous life great devotee, and did a lot of pious deeds, he could remember his previous birth. He could remember what exalted position he had. And he realized his mistake, and he corrected it. So throughout his whole dear life, he was eating very little. He was trying to get association of saintly persons. So he would go to the forest and search out where there would be saintly people living, and he would stay close to them, you know, to get their somehow association, to hear from them. So, and that's where he was saved, because next life he got the birth as, who knows, Jat Bharat, his name was. He was born in a Brahmin family, and where his father wanted to teach him, you know, the Brahminical teachings, and he wanted to, you know, make him a good son, and wanted to probably get him married. So he tried to not get involved in any material family entanglement, because he learned this lesson. So he played dumb, you know. He played like he didn't hear anything, and he played like he could not speak, you know. So everybody was, you know, oh, this is a loser, you know. It's good for nothing, you know. And in this way, nobody really bothered him, and everybody left him alone. So he was happy, and he could really internally practice spiritual life. And there is another passage in the Bhagavatam where Jat Bharat is speaking his realizations to a king, Rahugana, who he was a carrier. The king was sitting on a palanquin, and he was carrying the palanquin. And he was walking on the road, and he saw ants passing by on the road, so he didn't want to step on the ants. So he started, like, you know, moving with the pelican around the ants, you know. So the king got disturbed, you know, like, who is this carrier? What is he doing? So he looked down, hey, carrier, you know, hey, voila, whatever they say in India, you know. Do your thing, you know, stop doing this. And then Jat Bharat, he was speaking to the king, and he was saying, look, you know, you're thinking you are the king, you know, and you think that I am your servant. It's an illusion, because you're not the king, I'm not the servant, you know, we are spirit souls. We are originally eternal servants of Krishna. So come out of this bodily conception of life, you know. And because he was such a pure spirit soul, such a pure devotee, his teachings went straight to the heart of Rugana. And Rugana, you know, great king, he came down from his palanquin, he paid his dandava to Jat Bharat, and he became his disciple. So maybe so, we'll go a little bit off the subject, but this time we have, you know, is very valuable. And now we have this human form of life. We should try as much as we can, you know. I say as much as we can because, you know, many times we are in situations, circumstances, you know, we should just make the best out of it. Prabhupada, he would say, make the best out of a bad bargain, right? If you buy a car, for example, second-hand car, you sometimes, like in Dutch they say, je hebt een kat in de zak gekocht, you bought a cat in a bag, I don't know what that means, but you did a sale which was not really successful. Sometimes you buy a car, and 5 meters further, it breaks down. bad bargain. But anyway, you have to make the best use out of it. So this body, this material body, we did a bad deal, We were in the spiritual world and we thought, oh, we want to become Krishna, We want to also have our control and have our own gopis and our own Garuda, have our own loka somewhere, own dwarka. And we come down here and what we get, we get a job from 9 to 5, work like a slave. Get our, partner who's always complaining. Why didn't you clean this today? Why it's always such a mess in the house? I think, oh, Krishna, should have never left. But anyway, stuck now in this body, made the best out of it. And whatever time we have, we spend it. Chant Hare Krishna. That's actually the process for this age. It's so simple, it's very powerful. It does many things in one thing, Just by chanting in Hare Krishna, you fulfill all the instructions of the Vedas. Just by chanting Hare Krishna. Can you imagine? The Vedas, are voluminous, uncountable instructions are there. But just by following one instruction, chanting Hare Krishna, you fulfill all the other instructions. Kalo dosha nide rajan. Kalo dosha nide rajan. Kalo means this age of Kali, where we are living now, right in. A very difficult age, age of hypocrisy, age of quarrel, everybody's fighting, everybody's cheating each other. So, Kalo dosha nide rajan. Asti eka mahagunam. This age, it's an ocean of faults. There's so many faults. Everybody has its imperfections and faults and problems and conditionings and name it, whole list. But asti eka mahagunam, there is one good quality. And what is that? Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajat. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, just by doing kirtan, one can mukta, one can liberate himself from this miserable material world, which is an ongoing of birth, death, old age and disease. You can have the most elevated body, you can maybe demigod, Brahma or whatever, but still you have to die. When Hiranyakasipu, he wanted to have immortality, and he asked the blessings of Brahma, please Brahma, make me immortal. And Brahma said, sorry, for that you have to go to Krishna, because only Krishna can give that. I'm Brahma, I'm in myself immortal, so how can I give you the benediction that you become immortal? It's not possible. So, to become immortal, we become liberated from this material world. We chant Hare Krishna. Become liberated, become purified. And each time we chant, each time we perform devotional service, we purify ourselves. And slowly elevate ourselves to a stage where we realize that all these temporary things we have, all these assets in material life, they're not the real thing. The real thing is the spiritual things, spiritual values in life. Edana yobana putra parijana. iteki achi parat iti re. Kamala jala jala jivana talamala bhaja horari paraniti re. That's what Govinda Das is preaching in his song. That, you know, Edana, all our wealth, all our family members, all our youth, Edana Yobana Putra Parijana, it's not really tangible. Kamala Jala Jala Jivana Talamala. It's like a drop on a lotus leaf. If you have a leaf, lotus leaf, and there is a water drop on it, you know, it's Prabhupada says it's tottering. It's not stable. Any moment it can go off the leaf, it can fall off. So similarly, this life is tottering. It's any moment it can be finished. So, you know, we cannot hold on to these things. It's not real. So the real thing is what we should hold on to is Krishna, is the holy name. And the more we realize this, the more we get attached to it. And the more we get attached to it, the more our mind is attached to it. Maya ashakta manaparta yung yunyan madasraya asamsiyam samagramam yatagyasya sitasrinu. If we have that attachment, this ashakti, this for this Krishna, then we develop real emotion and real devotion to Krishna, because this attachment will bring us to Krishna. We may be very devotional, have position, and have all these things. But if this attachment is lacking, you know, it will not help us. It will not bring us to Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example of the parrot. The parrot, you know, he's repeating very nicely, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You know, or whatever tricks he does, you know. He's a nice parrot. But he's not. It's not coming from the heart, right? The parrot is just repeating. When the cat comes, you know, he's not going to say Hare Krishna. So now we may be in a very comfortable situation, you know, have our things settled and everything is okay, looks fine, you know. But we may come in a situation that, you know, we don't have in control. And then that's the time when we should depend on Krishna and we should chant Hare Krishna. And that's where it shows, where it adds up, where our attachment is lying. I know from experience that even when you become older, it's not that the attachment goes away, you know. So you think, well, you know, I'll gradually become renounced, you know. When I become 50, 60, then I will leave everything behind and, you know, become a renounced, you know. I spent all my time on spiritual life, and you know, I'm looking forward, you know, when I, you know, paid off my debts, you know. But it's not like that. You should work now on that spiritual life. You know, you should do any time you take, you have, you should put it in. Every moment you have, you should put it in. And whatever you do, you work, you're busy with something, you're, you know, try to remember Krishna. Try to put this consciousness in the right track, you know. Put it on Krishna. And then Krishna will help. He will take over your life. And sometimes it's very nice, sometimes it's also a little bit tough. But you should see that it's Krishna. He's guiding you. Like Prabhupada, his life, when you study his life, and what he also says about his own life, he had 5 kids, he had a wife, and he had a running business, you know. He was prospering, you know. He had he was selling medicine. Yeah, he had his own medicine business. And but somehow or other, you know, although everything looked very prosperous, you know, everything went very well. His business somehow or other went down, you know. And it was very, very difficult. And also, you know, he didn't get much, he had just a difficult time. But he saw it as Krishna's arrangement. He saw, oh, Krishna wants me to be not diverted and be focused on spiritual life. And so sometimes difficulties in life, they can be an asset in spiritual life. They can help us to be sober and realize, you know, look, you know, you may be trying to achieve something in this world, but remember that you know, the real thing is spiritual life. So therefore, whatever happens, you know, in any situation you are wealthy, you are not wealthy, you have many kids, you have no kids, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, any situation, you should always focus on the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, focus on Krishna, try to spend as much time as we can in spiritual life. And then we are guaranteed to have success in spiritual life. Okay, so I can stop it here. Thank you for your attention. And I see the many guests came, so very welcome here in Radhadesh. I hope you will have a nice time here. Hare Krishna. If somebody has some comments, some thing they want to share with everybody, maybe about this verse, about Rishabhdev, or Srimad Bhagavatam, or... No? Yes, Manarapu. Yeah, it's true. How it could have happened? Well, like I said, you know, it's we cannot now be in the situation of Bart and read his mind, you know, what he was thinking or what he was doing. There are different you know, commentaries on that by different acharyas. Some they say he made an offense. Some they say he was not attentive enough to his sadhana, so he neglected his sadhana. Because when you neglect your sadhana, you know, you might become distracted. Some say he was not in the association of devotees, because he was living in a solitary place, in the forest, all by himself. And we tend to have the need to associate with other people. So he had that, still that desire to associate. So instead of associating with a woman or a man, or he was associating with a deer, right? Because he had still that attachment. But whatever, we should take lessons from this, because these persons, they are so elevated, and they don't for nothing appear in the Bhagavatam, and they give the example, you know. These topics which are discussed in the Bhagavatam are there for us to learn from. So we should take that lesson, you know, that this could be me, you know. Put ourselves in the place of that person. And what should I do in that situation, you know? So his as a great king, he renounced everything. But even as a great king, you know, even such opulence he had, he renounced it because he fully free from attachment. He had to fall down. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. That lesson we have to take from that. We have to be very, very careful in our dealings. That, you know, it's not a cheap thing. You know, spiritual life is not cheap. To get spiritual liberation, to become elevated in spiritual life, is very valuable. More valuable than anything, any progress in material life. So it doesn't go cheap. But I don't know really the details why, how it's possible that he's in the stage of, you know, bhava, you know, preliminary stage of prema, you know, can fall down. Because generally in the stage of bhava you're already passed by the stage of ashakti, which means you have firm attachment to Krishna. But it just shows that, you know, even in that stage, we have to be careful. I hope to answer a little bit your question, yes? Yes. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Some other comments, maybe a question? No. Thank you for your attention. Srimad Bhagavatam, Granth Raj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.